Stay order in Indian judiciary puts a halt to all administrative proceedings along with judicial determinations and legal actions till the next order is pronounced. With the pendency of more than 4.5 crore cases in various courts, stay orders serve as a shield against hasty decisions. All citizens who qualify as home owners seek stay order as they protect their rights and ownership position from present threats. A stay order temporarily bars any action from being taken, in other words, preventing permanent harm from arising in between legal processes. Stay orders will apply to security over properties, the areas of criminal jurisdiction, and the financial segments of matrimonial cases, since delay in justice processes may have permanent effects that completely deny legal rights. Legal meaning and importance of stay order. The stay in law, broadly speaking, is a judicial command to halt the hearings and execution of judgments or administrative actions. In this sense, a stay order will allow for the protection of rights until such time as the full case can be heard thoroughly to establish the existence and extent of these rights for all parties. Stay order reinforce the principles of audi alteram partem, so preventing irreparable damage through delayed equitable processes for claimants on either side. Stay order thus protects the enforcement of injunctions ordering the cessation of businesses, forced eviction on tenants based on wrong claims, whilst courts assess the procedural correctness of governmental acts in the meantime. The Constitution, being the supreme law of the land, grants the higher judiciary the authority to pass orders of various kinds, including stay orders. Section 151 of the Civil Procedure Code gives Indian courts inherent jurisdiction to stay the process against abuse of process. These statutes provide a robust framework for enjoining just cause with both final orders and interim relief. Types of stay order in India. Stay of proceeding. The stay abruptly halts court proceedings pending the resolution of conflicts between two or more court proceedings with respect to jurisdiction. This measure is commonly adopted by corporations to contain arbitration in order to avoid incurring wasted costs contested corporate litigation. Stay of execution. The stay of execution protects the proprietors of the property from an early charge of possession before the appellate decision. Stays are granted by the courts when the appellant persuades the court on an issue of law that is sufficiently strong for review by a higher authority. Stay on government action. This is particularly relevant during the acquisition process of land properties and environmental permit review and regulatory compliance incarnation. The stay function defends civil liberties and insulates from unlawful government acts, especially in disputes related to urban development. Other specific stay orders. This includes more specific cases such as those preventing property from being dissipated in divorce cases or stopping the distribution of intellectual property to prevent copyright infringement and halting individual bankruptcy recovery measures for enterprise bankruptcy harmonization. These various stay orders keep the scales neutral in respect of legal entitlements along with the fair exercise of procedural governance. Legal provisions and laws governing stay order. Code of Civil Procedure, CPC, 1908. Under the Code of Civil Procedure 1908, India establishes procedural guidelines for civil cases that cover stay order specifically. Property disputes subject to preservation of subject matter can receive interim injunctions by orders under Rule 1 and 2 of Order 39 of CPC. Section 151 of Indian laws confers courts with inherent powers to issue necessary direction for delivering justice when other guidelines cannot apply. Specific Relief Act, 1963. The Specific Relief Act provides additional guidance to the CPC about court authorization to grant specific performance with injunctive orders instead of monetary damages. The legal provisions related to preventive relief through temporary and perpetual injunctions can be found in sections 36 to 42 of the Act. Granting stays under the Act depends on two essential conditions which require monetary compensation to be insufficient and the requested relief to be precise and not broad. Supreme Court and High Courts, the powers. Article 32, Right to Constitutional Remedies, allows citizens of India to approach the Supreme Court to protect their. The Honorable Supreme Court has the authority to issue directions and orders to enforce fundamental rights. Under Article 226 of Indian Constitution, High Courts have the authority to issue writs that can stay actions. The higher judiciary is empowered under these constitutional provisions to suspend any order or proceeding made by any authority competent to act in that area. And under Article 142, the Honorable Supreme Court can make any order it may deem necessary for the purpose of complete justice that, in turn, allows for nationwide stays against any violating conducts against constitutional rights. The procedure to obtain a stay order in India. The petition must set out reasons under intense heads as to why judicial review is extremely warranted and be aptly drafted, stating that there is immediate injury existing and that the law would afford no adequate remedy. The stay could be the standalone motion, or it could arise out of any suit proceedings, or it could be a petition against any conduct by the state. Key documentation. The petition must show standing and supportive evidence of the impending action by asserting documentation of all previous attempts at amicably resolving the issue. Opposing claims and counterclaims of ownership must also include property documents, together with apposite records in case of disputes over state action. An affidavit provides verification of the factual matter, and the courts are particularly stringent toward any dishonest assertions made. Choosing the right forum. District courts handle most civil matters through injunctions. Specialized tribunals address sector-specific disputes. High courts entertain writ petitions and appeals. Supreme Court grants stays in constitutional or nationally significant cases. Grounds for granting or rejecting a stay order. When stay order are granted, there are three major fundamental factors comprising the court requirements for the granting of stay order. Prima facie means that there exists a certain reasonable chance of winning at first glance with what is presently offered as evidence. The court is to issue the stay order when it is determined that the difficulty that may come to the prospective plaintiff in denying the order is greater than that in granting it. The court recognizes damages that cannot be compensated for monetarily as irreparable harm. Reasons for rejection. Courts will deny requests for stay whenever there is conflicting evidence, relief sought is unreasonable or otherwise unsound, or whenever there has been undue delay proceeding with the case. Other reasons justifying denial revolve around the public interest in constructing infrastructure or collecting taxes. Landmark Supreme Court judgments on stay order. Through the Asian Resurfacing, 2018, legal decision judges gain authority to limit criminal trial stays to 6 months unless they choose an extension for faster case outcomes. According to P. Vasu v. T.K. Mohammed, 2007, the court established a policy to keep property ownership with the last holder of legal right when issuing stay order to stop artificial cases. The Atma Ram Properties, 2005, case defined the procedures for tenant and landlord property stays by making courts evaluate eviction validities rather than providing stays based solely on tenant challenges to safeguard property rights against illegitimate stay use. Duration and validity. The validity and duration of stay order depends either on the case conclusion or as per the court-defined limit. Criminal stays automatically expire after 6 months unless the court grants an extension. Evaluations of enduring injunctive orders are conducted by courts to avoid improper use along with checking their justified duration. Impact of stay orders on judicial proceedings. One of the major impacts of stay orders on judicial proceedings is delay, as it adds additional time to the resolution of the case, due to which the court's sense of fast resolution is lost. These stay orders provide protection for the litigants, but the same process becomes of considerable monetary expense to the litigants and the judges alike. Challenges. Client, financial costs from various interventions forced upon them by the courts. Opponent, financial costs due to project postponements or interruptions in conduct of business. Emergency, disrupted hearing and delayed court sittings, holding heavy use of court resources. Judicial countermeasures, prevention entails the courts establishing conditions for compensation, where security funds should go, and articulate the reason for their decisions through voice communication. The management system reforms focus on providing fast-tracking hearings, specifically on matters of stay order. FAQs. Q1. What is meant by stay order? ANS. A stay order is the law that allows any court to stay a suit for a specific time to stop the execution of a decree or any governmental act or administrative act. In effect, the stay maintains order till further examination by the court. Q2. How long is a stay order valid? ANS. Usually a stay order remains in force unless it is vacated by the court or until the matter is adjudicated. However, recent reforms have limited the authority of stay in criminal proceedings, which usually lapse after 6 months unless expressly extended, and in various civil cases stay order must be renewed periodically to justify their continued existence. Conclusion. The stay order is meant to protect the proceedings in the court. The parties must make their applications in a timely manner, being focused on undue threats to advance their core case matter. The judicial reforms are working towards making positive changes so that stay order would have greater validity as a hindrance against procedural obstinacy.